time about the middle of night of October 1920. John Egerty came out to me in Akraha. I won't go into the careful way he bothered now. Careful way he wrapped me out in the middle of the field and put me sitting down. So there was a danger of we being beaten, and we'd be beaten for want of hand grenade. He thought it was a very easy way of getting out of it. I said, I knew nothing about engineering, and therefore I knew nothing about hand grenade. That's all right, now to see, but you have two men on the run here which you're not going to have. Dahi O'Brien and Charlie Reed. And there were Moulders and Fords. We said, you have the grandest country in God's earth. Reaching from the cry here, he said, out of Butler's Law, all a glen, 20 covers. What I want, he said, is that you started the vote there. They get the vote there, he said, for the factory. I'll give you everything you want. Sure enough, he's in town, 4x4 engine, and a van. And an asbestos roof for the dugout to be finished. Mm-hmm. Making it 14 feet wide. 27 feet long and 12 high. And that. The end wall was roughly about 8 feet wide. It was done for the purpose, more or less, of getting rid of earth. So that's to make it wide enough. Finished, he sent down the 4x4 engine from Cork and the van. And the first round we got 4 holes from Henry Ford, made by Henry Ford. Furnace we got by Mick Burke, Cove, called the Cove Dockyard. And we had it going. That pizza was in home on holidays. They'd been sent by me down to the factory. Came back to me to know whether I'd hurry with the grenade. Because he said the furnace had been wrongly constructed. I would not be able to produce more than 20 a day.
We have it open there, I think. It's regarded and open there. But how many bombs would have been made in that factory down there on grenades?
What?
Were there many grenades made in the Black and Glove plant?
Oh, there was. About 500.
Was it was the brigade room all this stepping that, was it, sir?
The brigade were back in that.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I had a lot of difficulty with them. Sir? They were after getting 2 extra chills after. And I sold them 2 chills for the Pigeon Hill one.
Oh, they were the chills for Pigeon Hill?
They were the chills for Pigeon Hill. Pigeon Hill. And we produced 45 grenades a night at Pigeon Hill.
But the Pigeon Hill one was much more satisfactory than the...
Hmm?
The Pigeon Hill one was much more satisfactory
than the Glasgow one.
Yeah. What, were there many of these grenades used after us?
Well, apparently, all we gave the brigade before the truce, they must have got a use for them. I mean, they were all used.
Yeah.
And that was 2,200. I stopped them working when the truce was announced. As a result, I got a donkey load of abuse from the brigade OC, Sean Hagerty. And I got to work again, and I told him then that after all, the bunch I had in Pigeon Hill were mainly farm workers and farm labourers. Who were doing that work by night. In addition to their days work in the field. And he made an arrangement then that he'd pay 1 and 6 pence a grenade. And I'll show you the number that we're making. When I got a cheque for £22 odd. From the brigade for the first allotment we sent them after the truce. If we make that up now, 1 and 6 apiece. You know how many we had?
You know, 400, I think.
And when we got the check, we consulted John. And John said, you know how we do that now. I don't know, since we paid them bachelors in Carrytoon, and publicans in Carrytoon, we paid them for the dead drink that I said. Because they have enough to talk about. So John and I agreed. We started below. First man was Cousins home. He's in there. And he produced a little black book out from under the counter of the IRA bill. Price of the drinks and the price of a case of cigar that we took away.
But they were taken, what is the night that you were down on the Finning Carry Tour, was it?
We were down the Finning Carry Tour. So we went from that down to a tea collar below. The next one.
Mally Gary.
Oh, Mally Gary. And down to Mally. And Mally producer billed him with paid. And down to Patsy Connells, he produced his bill and was paid. Came up along the Nevis Murder. Up there along the road up before we go, and he was paid. The only decent man we found in the whole village of Carrick, Bill Conroy, who abused us, called us out, and ordered us out, because we offered to pay him for the drink. And he said, you came down here to risk your lives to defend us against the Cameron Islanders. year later, and the bastard knows that they are charging me for the couple of drinks you got. We had to live bill over without paying him anything. And he was the only man in Carrigtool, the only publican in Carrigtool that wasn't paid for the drink that the lads drank there during the trouble. And we were at least on 9 occasions in the Clara Company were in Carrigtool trying to defend it against the camera.
You want some of them dinner as well, so yeah?
You
what was your memories of them being, or?
Very substantially, no, what I could. Sometimes you used to get a drink, sometimes during the night, when you
don't tie. Yeah. Was you in the position all around the village, or?
Mostly, in different ends of the village.
Can't they make milk in all of night?
They could come in from any side.
Yeah. Meet Mulkin or nine, except in the clang, if you were up there one night in the bridge there by the river. The night that he fired the shot at the Ray Lampen side in the house. Well, the mouth could talk about that. But you spend more tonight, there, would you?
Were you going in position early in the night? Stay there all night and until morning?
And the usual amount of drink was 2 pints a man, 2 drinks
of the night.
The most money drinking at all at the time.
Most amount
there were very few fellows in that crowd drinking. They were drinking every night. It was very, very few fellows.
Was the British military never came in night you were there?
No.
No. They came always after the evening.
They had been first class and they didn't come as well, would they?
It was. God only knows if it had happened.
But the company in Carrigtool wasn't much good, was it?
They never had more than 24, I think.
There wasn't very many.
24 was the strongest.
Yeah. Well, would an O'Crack company be considered to be a fairly good company?
It was the strongest company in the battalion, except at Cape Coral.
And the battalion would...
In
but what area would the battalion take in then?
There have been 21 companies.
Stretching from where? From
Yarl?
Stretching from Yarl up to Glowndown with the Garner.
Yeah.
And go to Dungorn with them, is it?
Dungorn, Dunmore. We go.
Whitechurch battalion came in then, the 6th battalion.
In the
6th battalion came in Riverstone.
In Riverstone, yes.
Water got filled in with the 2nd brigade,
the
2nd
brigade.
Yeah. Protecting the crowd would be the best role the company saw in East Cockley, would it?
What?
Without any doubt.
But to what would that be attributed to good officers or to?
Well, yes.
They mean?
Yeah, but you had a fairly good collection of men in the Shabbat?
Yeah, we had teams. You had this. You had this there that you could depend your life on.
Yeah, yeah. No, there was something about 85 names, I have, I think.
Yeah, about that. It
would be about the number.
And you had...
But how many? Would half of them be fairly good at?
Ah, there would have more. You could take them now as fairly reliable on your house always, not in my house always. Jimmy Harry, you could defend your life in Jimmy. Dean was fairly good, Paris was all. Madden was good.
I see you could defend your life in Madden.
And then?
Charlotte Patton, Nick Ross. You see, just now take a minute, we come to him.
Pigeon Hill,
John. All right, long from that out to Pigeon Hill, then.
Hi.
each stone in the car is. Oh yeah. Shouldn't.
Am I about the Brocard section of it?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Well, fair, we didn't have a fairly good company out of it. And if you never had it, you would have done it. Even though it might be a little pretty sometimes.
You know, you get a company like that, I don't know, first starting again, isn't it?
You definitely
they wouldn't do the same thing anymore. You know, what the times make to people.
Yeah.
You know?
They had the trouble
that
wasn't up to
it. Yeah, what that's like.
No, I don't believe. You're the same up me up here in the morning. I don't believe you get the same team. To go to the links, the third lad went.
That's what I said. I wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't do it.
No, wouldn't be
yeah.
If you did anyway, you said it. Anyway.
The crowd that are there now to take them in that light. And see, you're only one stage removed and hardly a stage. From being back where you were when I started with you first.
How old did you make it out?
Back to the Mallys and the O'Brien Edge.
Oh, yeah. The two political parties there.
Two political parties, you are, that's what you have met now. As a matter of fact, we. Who fought for the 32 counties? Who fought the civil war for them? We're gone. Completely. The two political parties of today are only competing to know which of them are working the hardest with Britain, but they're out of action. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah.
There's no denying of it.
But how do you see the situation developing from here?
Bad. I say if you're going to get anywhere in Fianna Fáil, the first thing you got to do is get rid of your leader. His was and is the dirtiest coercion bill that was brought in yet. Is sufficient. A man is charged in the morning with being an airman. It is sufficient for any civic guard to come up and state, in my opinion, that man is an airman. To get that man 12 months in jail, no matter what evidence to the contrary he brings up. And that's the Fianna Fáil bill. Thank you. over 3 inches there, mate.
There's an accident at the moment, anyway. There's an accident at the moment.
She's in Jordan brought in. There before the toilet are working, that's the work.
How did the split take place around here? How was the story around that time?
It was very simple. Because I think in most companies at that time you had a bit of a split actually before that.
You mean during the whole campaign?
Well, was the people in the company that weren't satisfied. You had them in the bag, or you had them in your hands. And the first chance they got, they broke away. And they got a chance there.
Yeah.
I pulled poor old Jack Reason there out and was seeing the money they did, they didn't have any bad in them. Said the old Pat Fitzlango, they we went to Ballycotton for the wounds. You know you are the family, Pat. Neither are the family. We didn't hear them for ourselves, though. We heard them for Curry. That was Jack Leeson's opinion. And of course, what you had a number of families. 4 or 5 young men. Reared up and no outlook after, don't you see? It is only natural that we had breakaways.
It was natural.
Yeah.
Because you expect now out of 3 or 4 of the herds on Bandago. How would you expect of 2-3 degrees in Jordan? I mean,
yeah.
Have no other outlook now, or you go back and start again, don't you see, from scratch?
Yeah.
Neither of them, none of them having any looms to do to spare.
Yeah.
Yeah, with our eyes, go back into the, we'll be the police force, now we'll go back into the guard.
Yeah. When the truce was signed, would you have a meeting the company to discuss it or anything?
I think there was some meetings afterwards. You were for anything, but it's
nothing.
After the truce being signed, I think there was some parades that being held after. But the training was intensified then.
Yeah.
During the truce?
During the truce.
Yeah. No, you were above.
And there was training camps then.
That camp was above John McGrath now, was it?
That was the first camp. That was the company camp, wasn't it?
All
the officers of the battalion had a special week, was a week or a fortnight?
Fortnight.
You were there yourself.
But the camp in McGrath was
Company.
You were totally in there for a couple of days, weren't you?
Had we another one out there?
That was under the battalion training up.
Where?
In Reardon's in Kailan. Well, that was the battalion officers.
That
were there. They were supposed to be trained by the brigade officers.
Well, who was
doing them? Well, Bucky was the training officer for the battalion, wasn't he? Yeah. And then you had Tamori, who was to supervise that, or little Tam, or Sean, some of the two men. They were there. But then Bucky took over, and he gave each company a week's training then afterwards.
But who was Buckley then?
Buckley.
But he was above McGrath, so was he?
Oh, I went to
the
district.
No, he went to McGrath at all.
But who was?
Because the company that trained him in McGrath.
That was lovely.
John and
Martin
and who else? Hannibal.
Hannibal.
Was he
to?
Yeah.
I was at the first camp there, whatever.
Yeah. Well, that was about 3 days, I think.
Not that long,
right? Was it?
Was it a week?
Was it a week?
But now, was I correct in saying that he went down to the various farmhouses for meals and this?
Oh, yes.
That was the procedure for us.
Listen, so many went to each house for that assistance.
Yeah, four for each house.
Yeah, everything goes in.
But then the company all stayed in the house.
No, no, they all stayed in McGrath.
Yes, yeah, they're all sleeping on floors and
upstairs and
downstairs.
Paddy let me tell you that. Paddy put the stockings over the trousers and then three or four rounds of twine around that. That'll have any flares into him.
That was
when
he was at training.
And then about half an hour after, when lights were out, Paddy was screeching, they were all gone down and they couldn't get up with all the way in the legs. there was a fleet of players and saying that in that bloody loft and was gone.
No
wonder
they would.
Which was in the present house, let him slip, was it?
In the loft.
I thought I got was talking to some members of the company that
they were
in the house.
Well,
You said then we went for a week up there.
Then we went for a week.
And all the members of the company were there.
Yes.
Well, everyone.
Everyone. Paddy Gleason, the fact that was all his
name. I tried on first cab, first night. I missed the company and I said, I'm going over, and I went over. I asked them and I was punished. It was the first cab that night. First cab. I was in the punishment. Because there was a couple of minutes later.
Did you think you saw something that night from him, did you?
Oh, yes. That was the night Bill Dargan. No, that wasn't the night, but it was the night after. I was in the second gap. Again. Bill Dargan.
Yeah.
He was in the first year of the finishing at 12 o'clock. And I remember I was sleeping with Pat Roach and Wynne and Patrick Roach, the Spurgle Bells, and Murphy was near us. And I was to be, there was the fellow coming in, but he was supposed to wake anybody.
Yeah.
Anybody. It was all up to me.
Yes, right.
And anyway, we came in about half a minute. Come on, it's all right. I said, what's wrong? I said, you just keep a bit of a bad. Maybe he showed me, shaking me, and he got up. He was on the Afterwards, you see a calf jumping across the road below, a big calf, and he turned into a dog as he jumped across the road, and Bill ran and came up and got me out. I didn't see no calf.
That might be my calf.
It might be the dog yourself.
It was very near the same place. But almost down to the crest, my beat was down to that crest, up and down the road there. But I didn't see nothing there.
That was the only...
Bill wouldn't go there anymore, though.
That was the only unnatural thing that I couldn't account for in all my time. And I slept in graveyard. I went into graveyard and slept in them and everything. Cameron. Seamus Fitch. Dying and hurrying, reading me if we... I'm going to open the bridle below and step in it and Christ is fast in it.
What's he got with you?
But that was the only thing that I ever saw that wasn't natural.
Right, what's he got with you to sleeping in circumstances like that?
Huh?
The goats and... the goats. How many the goats had one locality? There was one over no place and there was that.
Where?
The goats?
No.
Above the fort, no place, wasn't there, dug into a fort?
No, that was only the goat for guns.
For guns. But where were the goats that you were staying in?
There was no other goat in here there.
No other goat. Only the place for the guns in the fort. Mm. But then there was one saw above Milleen, was there?
One.
Any other ones around?
It's in the car east.
That's the one, yeah.
No. There were two men fit to throw. There was one under you for break.
Yeah, well, that was the other. That was the bomb dugout. That was the bomb dugout.
Yes.
Well, that was... No, but a dugout for people to sleep in hotels.
Oh, okay.
The Gresham's lane.
I know there was one... The one in Pat Barry's, there were 6 bunks in that.
That is related to corruption, which was it? There was no stairs or nothing in it.
Just dug into the
earth. Dug into the
bench, yeah.
Yeah. He's been digging too. It was very sound in the dry weather, of course.
Was it?
I think so. They come in. They were bound to come in. But of course, nobody was worrying about that part of it at him.
Look where it goes, Freddy,
can you? It'd be like a rabbit, you know.
I got you,
but you couldn't stay at home at all if you're Martin, could you?
No.
You could have to stay going all the time.
I was 72 raised in the house from September.
We are 72 raised in a day.
But was he cut here often? Or?
Never cut here.
Never?
Yeah,
but never cut during the
no.
First one.
Never cut.
But it was some very near escapes.
The first one, eh? We ever had a race. The two in the house, and we had all breakfast, and we had the lorry coming up. And at that time, we had never had a race. But he took his chance, and he ran out the back door. And I took his cup of saucer, and I hid it. I put it away off the table. And
for the raid, and they had me cutter and laughed at me cutter earlier on in the lorry. They came in, they didn't go much like, because the first day I ever had, the first day they were going to, they came in and they looked broken, they went out, they said, he's gone. And they came, cutter said, no, he grew his wings. Bird has flown.
I used to go home sometimes. said, oh, and I said, sit on Molly's set. She was up with her. She was here at the home. And the two of us left to Vincent. And we came out of Vincent, the grandma was right in the way to the owner. We came out of Vincent, we came up to the road, up the quarry, and I did quarry. We have the lorry. You hear no lorry, that can to be in military lorry.
You hear nothing.
You hear nothing. You hear no lorry. There was no other lorry on the road, only the military. We have the lorry. We say, we just say, you know, that's the military lorry now. And he's over on the Mon Road. We thought. So coming down, we came in above the road there, and we came down between the two of us. And she said to me, coming down, do we want to walk near one another at all? We'll walk away from one another. We want to walk near one another at all, she said, we'll keep away from one another. Don't you see? And we kept away from one another, and we came out the gate above there. And we just came out the gate with a heads up. Come over here. Over in the corner, like under the trees, we didn't see him at all. There was a soldier. Mm. So he asked us where we were. And we were at the same, we wouldn't say we were thinking at all. We weren't drawn up that way at all. Mm. So he said to the granddad, we went out for a walk. We went all around the road and down the trees. Do you see? That's what he said to us. So there was a raid down here, inside, and my father was here. He came down with us and he came in and he put us in the door and he said he found us up the field. And I said, we went out for a walk.
Yeah.
So they were searching in the tablecloth. There was up the tablecloth like that little cloth there on the table. There was it up. They were looking for litters. Do he right? No, said I, he don't. All the income, there was, I don't know, we had income tax that time too.
Yeah.
So whatever, for the moment, all the income tax that was ever told again, they said, because poor Tommy the post used to hand me the income tax, and I said, he's not here, Tommy, take it away. And Tommy
said, hey, we went not that he's next.
So, that's where the income tax, they said, all the income tax that was ever told. I said,
good luck to you.
Good luck to
you. So you got well used to the raid, so on. I was often inside alone and I had a raid. And no, there used to be five inside.
study law now. Tell it to school one morning that I wasn't study law. And they came in and they started searching. And the officer called them off and he said, "Are you afraid?" I said, "I'm not afraid." He said, "You are not swimming on the face." I was afraid, but I didn't say anything. I was afraid. But you couldn't have been afraid. No, they weren't bad at all. Only the day that he ran over that they fired at him. That old fellow that shot the carrot too, said he was up. Oh, I had a voice to say anything.
How many times are you in jail now?
Which is
there's no
telling
the truth. You know,
there was a time, that your aunt ran Jaguar's house was one, was it?
Right.
Didn't you were saying there was a march some day that they were marching in the crowd, that they marched down to Middleton, was it, in uniform?
Oh, yes. That was
the time. No, Martin here and Mike Canvin were.
They were
That was March of 18.
No, well, you were you tried for that, or what happened, or what happened there?
I got 3 months.
That's the time you won Belfast?
Yes, first time in Belfast.
You won Belfast twice?
No.
Yeah, I think you have that story, you told me that here. You have that. Now, what's the other time you won Belfast then?
January 20.
What was this for then?
After Carrie Toolberg.
Yeah.
They're arrested here. And now up the car jail. Get there until I had a family to go with me.
Yeah?
Yeah, and then 10 more of them. Send us half up to get up to the criminal road again. Went on hunger strike there then. I shifted to Scrubs. Did 21 days hunger strike in Scrubs. We used the water and got out.
That's 1920?
1920. I came home the 26th of May 1920.
You were left out after the hunger strike, was it?
Yeah. I came home 26th of May 1920. I got married the 26th of June. It was running in the middle of September when they left me. I haven't run from that to the troops.
But how, that's what I'm saying, how did you come by the guns and things that you had in the company? I see there one time written there about the Highlanders that were taken there by Myle Bush and Middleton, them guns came up to there. I was just reading some book there about that. The Cameron, yeah.
We had 38 Cameron rifles in the battalion area. They had troops.
But how did you come by them now?
Lifted everywhere.
Every kind of way, yeah.
You remember the near where you also did it? There was around 12 of the rifles. But we had a few of them spoiled.
Oh, yeah.
But there was a bus too. That's a good bus. And we were down there trying to find.
Oh, yeah.
Manly here, it's just there.
Yeah.
For what happened. And 12 days, the police which was very. Because we had to break our whole tour to go to the field.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah, you were on the tour of the
Avalde.
Avalde Historic Site.
Yeah. And we were open channels up there.
But the dim rifles came into the crack company, did they?
They did.
I see that written in some book, yeah.
They came into the crack company. And most of the rifles came into the crack company. Did they finish, didn't they, Martin?
They did.
Most of the rifles.
Thanks. They used to have to come up for the rifles before the train ambush, they had to come up for them.
From other companies?
Well, they fell in the river.
Yeah?
I was in Scrubs the time.
The Klein Ambush. There was a Klein Barrack and the Klein Ambush. There were two different things. We weren't in Scrubs the time that the Klein Ambush.
No, that's the road one.
Yeah.
I wasn't.
No, because you were above yourself. and then we had to get the rifle. And that was shortly before the truce. Very shortly before. Because Dermot Hurley was there. That was the last time I seen him, as a matter of fact. Jack O'Connor was there. Paddy Whalen was there. And one or two know that I can't remember. And they had to wait while we were getting there. Because you came up, I was arrowing up something above the field. And you came running up across me and that we'd have to get the rifles immediately. And we got him. We cleaned him that evening outside across the road from over. Yeah. They were waiting for him. They were the last thing they ever see Hurley.
Within
a month, I think, as a matter of fact.
What?
I think he was killed within a month after that.
Oh, Hurley. Hurley lasted no time. The hearts were broken, Hurley. Cromwell finished.
I know, I did. I went to work in him that evening. Yeah, I went to work in him.